A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear.
What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Pear Sharday, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. Yeah! So the other day, I had the wonderful opportunity to see a screening of a new show called Government Cheese. And after the screening took place, there was a moment to socialize with everyone that was there. After talking to a few people, I noticed this really cool looking elder kind of sitting off by himself, well-dressed, just completely unbothered and really just chilling. And my spirit was pulled over there. It was just like, go talk to him, go talk to him. So I was like, why not? So I went over, I sat on the couch, and I just start talking to this older gentleman. And almost immediately, he just began giving me wisdom. And because I was raised by my grandma, wisdom is something that I truly, truly appreciate, especially when it comes from elders. My ears just zero in, and I want to take in every little bit of it. Some of it I'll already know, some of it will be fresh, but regardless of it all, I know what wisdom sounds like. And so I realized I had a unique experience because I was raised by my grandma. And I've had this theory that there's a gap in generational wisdom, and that I was able to receive something that most people my age may not have had the opportunity to receive. So, without further ado, today, if you don't already know her, I want to introduce you to wisdom, God's wisdom. And she introduces herself in Proverbs. And if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Proverbs 8, verse 12. And also, if you have a pair of headphones in a cozy little sitting place, I encourage you to just take a moment, zero in, and I'll begin. Let me throw on my spectacles.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Here we go. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way. And the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign, and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me. Enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of the righteousness. In the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth or the fields, or the primal dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned the sea its limits, so that the waters would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in his inhabited world. And my delight was with the sons of men. Now, therefore, listen to me, my children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. All those who hate me love death. Wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent out her maidens. She cries out from the highest places of the city, "Whoever is simple, let him turn in here." As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him, "Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding." Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed your introduction to wisdom. Once again, you can meet her personally in Proverbs 8, verse 12. One thing I truly love about wisdom is that she says, if you seek her diligently, you will find her. I also loved how it was pretty clear where she said she was with God when he was crafting the earth and that she was his daily delight. I love that wisdom is almost explained as a person, a separate spirit in a sense. She has her language, and to live a great life in this life, we need to know when wisdom is speaking. For she even lets us know that riches and honor are with her, and that kings and queens and judges rely on her. Wisdom is a beautiful gift that we get to have and experience in this life. It's also one of the 9 spiritual gifts, words of wisdom. So I encourage you today, if you haven't already in your life, ask God to give you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, so that when he's speaking or when wisdom is speaking, you'll incline your ear to listen and grow and learn, because you'll know the language of wisdom. To know when she's speaking, you have to know she truly exists, because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. You can follow me on socials at Paris Chardé, and you can also join my newsletter and blogging community at www.madebypair.com. And also, while you're there, make sure you get your copy of my book, The Nightly Affirmation Journal. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Paris. Peace.